In a world full of mundane podcasts, one show rises from the ashes. Critics are calling it outrageous. Podcasts, as we know it, will never be the same again.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Welcome to the show.
Tonight, prepare for an epic journey where every step could be your last. The destination, a place where no maps can show. The mission, to rise above the rest. The danger, unimaginable. The reward, a shit ton of weed and laughs. It's going to blow your mind. This is To Be Blunt. So sit back, turn up the volume, grab your weed, get ready to light those blunts.
Wavarilla, that's right. That's right, baby. It's time for the highest podcast around. You are tuned in to 2B Blunt, brought to you by Green Haven Media, Connecticut's only cannabis media company. Brought to you by the PartyCast Network, where the fun starts here. And of course, brought to you by NSPN, Next Gen Sports Network. We are powered by here, Fast Track Cannabis Clinics of America, Alarm Engineers, and Coast to Coast Bay Engineering Company. It is time. It is time for your favorite day of the week, Thursday. And we have a huge lineup. Y'all, I have my man from Connecticut, as we like to say, Connecticut. Kevin Cranford's going to be in the house. We're going to talk about the Cranky Yankee Nutmeg Rally. It's a one-of-a-kind event. You guys aren't going to want to go anywhere. It's coming around 7:30 p.m. It's an event unlike anything I've ever heard of in my life. And I can't wait to hear more about this. It's going down next weekend. But this week we're going to be live right here. We're going to be talking about it. So don't go anywhere. We're going to do that. I got a little bit of ranting to do. As you know what I always do. It's been a crazy fucking week of attempting to sell the Casa de Pizzi. Selling the house is stressful as shit, yo, let me tell you. We're going to smoke about that a little later. We're going to talk about the Canna events going on in Connecticut this weekend. And of course, the most important one, if you're watching this show, the Puff Puff Bash event going down this Saturday, so you ain't gonna want to miss it. Shout out Nexus in the house, Mama Be Baked, Phil Limbs, I see you, Lilith Fire and Wavarillo. You already know, you guys are tuned in to the highest podcast around. It is 2B Blunt. And that's like 7:16 already, so my bad for the late start today. You know, nature had called. And this is honestly the worst thing about being live. I tell my wife every week we're going to do the show. I can't eat. I cannot eat before I do the show. Any kind of performance. Honestly, if I'm on stage rapping, whatever it might be, I won't eat that entire fucking day until we get to, you know, the performance. After the performance, I should say. So It's like a gut fear of mine that I'm just going to have to literally take a shit mid-shower, mid-performance, and when it hits, I'm fucked. It's like a nightmare that reoccurs every night, and so I'm always prepared for it. Today, I don't know what the fuck happened. I didn't eat a shit. 6:58 hit, looking at the clock, getting ready to go live, and all of a sudden, that feeling hit, and it was a wrap. So my bad for the late start. Nevertheless, though, let's not waste any time again to my favorite part of the show and yours, the ceremonial lighting of the blunt. Sweating my fucking ass off. It's like 90 fucking degrees here in Connecticut today. I got the King Palm loaded. King Palm loaded with the strain Jealousy. Now, this came from my man Fino, who dropped off with the watermelon gelato, which was amazing last week, as you know, because we had Senator Mike Winkler on and made history last fucking week with the watermelon gelato, so that was dope. Jealousy, though, is a cross of Sherbert and a Gelato 41, so let's not waste any time and let's light this bitch up. If you got that shit, you already know the biz, though. Smoke it if you got it. This is my favorite part of the show. I don't care what anybody says. It is 100% the best part of the show because we get about to get high. Speaking of getting high this weekend, we got a lot of events coming out of Connecticut. This Friday, Faded Friday, 6 to 10 p.m. Hit up Geechee Girl on Instagram to get the deets on that. We have NEF Friday the 13th, the big community market. Hit up Trinity, or Tiny Divinity, I should say, on Instagram to get details on that. And Friday's launch. Saturday, you already know, PVS live in the city lights. Hit up Pioneer Valley Society for that. And of course, Puff Puff Bash featuring Lady Rock, CT's own Lady Rock. Hosted by 2B Blunt is the event we put on. You already know it's going down. We have a huge lineup of sick fucking vendors for this event. You guys, if you have not subscribed or RSVP'd yet, hit up 2B Blunt Podcast on IG right here and get in for this event. It's gonna be dope. Dope. Jungle Sesh also happening Saturday, May 14th, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Wow, we're going late night with the Jungle Sesh. That's fucking dope. Any Can going down this weekend, New York, Saturday and Sunday. Blazing Fest, Sunday, May 15th. Hit up Blazing Vibes on Instagram. Work and Roll, Saturday, May 14th at 7 p.m. Stoner Sunday, Fun Day, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Sunday. Hit up Geechee Girl or Grizzly Peck. And you already know, if you want to get a little education this Saturday, New York One Day Medical Marijuana Masterclass. A masterclass, yo. That's fucking dope. If you want to get your masterclass in, you get it to New York this Saturday, May 14th. And then when you leave there, drive back to Connecticut, hit up the Pup Pup Bash. By the 9 p.m., you already know. Yo, cheers, Lou. Lou in the house, my man. I'll take a hit off that. Matt Harley in the midst. What up? What up, Matt Harley? Damn, long time no see, homie. Iron off the field in the house. Mama be baked here. Swapping between Twitch and fucking Instagram. Yo. I'm fucking melting over here. Let me tell you something. Humidity, heat, that is not a fat man's game. I'm telling y'all right now, I don't fuck around with this shit. I mean, you're at, yo, it's like 80 degrees, baby. It's not even that fucking hot. I was making, if Court's watching you, I was making fun of her all fucking week about this shit, or all day, because she was complaining it was like 85 in Milwaukee. I said, 85? Not even that hot. How you melting right now? Yo, your boy's melting. I'm melting off nothing. I gotta get my portable AC back down here. Fuck that. 90, it's 90 where you are? Damn. I got like a box fan going on. I can't turn that bitch on high because all you can hear is. You gotta think there's some ASMR shit. And I honestly am not good at any of that shit. I'm not good at being quiet. I'm not good at being quiet at all. Deadass. And the worst part about that is I woke up this morning and I went to bed last night at like 11 o'clock. I woke up at fucking 3 p.m. Oh my God, listen to me. 3 a.m. in the morning. And for whatever reason, I couldn't like hear out of my right ear. This some bitch clogged up, yo. It's like the whole inside of my ear just fucking decided to swell shut overnight. So like I'm trying to tune this fucking show. I can't fucking hear out of one ear. I don't know if my levels are good. I got the chat coming in. Can't see it because I'm sweating my ass off. I'm all fucking fired up over here. And we I'm fucking falling apart over here. I'm falling the fuck apart. Somebody send help right now. I haven't even gotten to my guest yet. And I'm literally already just falling apart. You got the AC on right now? Yo. Just sweating it out for 60 to 90 minutes. Yo, I need that. Look at me. My fat ass. This needs to shrink. So maybe this is a thing. PVS, I already shouted y'all out Saturday at City Lights. Trust me. I always hook you guys up. 100%, yo. Where'd my music go? Yeah. I'm not actually at all feeling whatever the fuck that is. There we go. I am not feeling whatever the fuck that is. Where's my blood? I need to calm down. Yo, well, I'm grateful for you, bruh. I'll see you up in there. 2B Blunt Studios turned into the 2B Blunt Sauna. Send help. Hashtag send fucking help, yo. Send help. We still got fucking 35 minutes of this show, and I'm already losing control of this whole thing. I might have to turn the fan higher so that I don't die over here. And yes, Lexi, I know allergies. I know. That's why my ears swelled up. I'm taking everything for that shit. No matter. It don't matter. I'm just a fucking hot mess. I'm deaf. I'm hot. I can't see. I'm sweating. I'm complaining. I'm a whiny little bitch right now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's just how it is. And there's nothing else you can do about that. Also, I'm like, I've been stressing out all fucking weekend. You know, I had to like make escapes all weekend trying to, they did like two fucking open houses on my house over the weekend. That shit sucked because I got a fucking 11 month old and two fucking dogs. And I'm like, I gotta disappear for 3 hours at a clip. And then I'm watching the camera and there's a bunch of weird fucking people. All up in my shit, all up in my backyard, taking notes on their phone, taking pictures. Bitch, go the fuck away. Stop looking at my shit. Stop looking at my shit. Stop taking, what do you got to write down, bro? What are you taking notes for? And this ain't the weed master class, you motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. So that was like a whole other thing this weekend. It's been literally just a giant disaster. Thankfully, all that shit's over, though. All that shit's fucking... Oh, yeah, judging my house. Exactly. It's over. It doesn't matter. I sold that bitch 3 days on the market. Well over asking. I'm done. Now I just gotta find a house. That's a whole nother problem. We're moving to 2B Blunt Studio. We need more space up in this bitch. Thank you. I'll drink to that. Maybe this will cool me down a little bit. We smoking Connecticut weed. Well, we smoking Maine weed. We drinking Connecticut beer. Shout out Alvarium. Y'all ever gone through selling a house before? Buying a house? That old process whatsoever? It's the most stressful fucking thing, yo. Literally. It is like the... It doesn't... There's not enough fucking weed in the world. And you can call in. Tell me your story. 860-384-7110. That's 860-384-7110. I had fucking, yo, I had buckets. I had like fucking plastic tubs, y'all. I hid all my weed. I had like bags, giant bags of weed stuffed in fucking plastic tubs and shit, bro. I had to hide all my shit. I'm stressing out. Somebody's gonna walk through my basement. Yo, that's that loud. Where's that at? And next thing you know, this motherfucker trying to search through my shit. No one's paying attention. He's in my basement, robbing me, stealing, smoking my weed. That's literally what this, that's what goes through my head the whole time, yo. Yo, selling your dad's house, yo, it's the worst. It's the worst fucking thing. I'm so happy it was a 3-day event. I couldn't have done more than that. I wanted to. My wife had to convince me, no, it was a terrible idea. She was right. That shit fucking stressful. So,
No the fuck, no way.
So, you already know. I need a quick break. When we come back, it's going down. Connecticut in the house. Y'all already know. About to talk about the Cranky Yankee Nutmeg Rally. Don't go nowhere. It's the highest show around. It's 2B Blunt.
Did I really just forget that melody?
When I pack bowls, everyone smell me. Just a little bit of bomb weed makes me feel good. You know I love the way that loud pack going just hits me. So I get another bag and I'm rolling that wood. Can't stop talking, I'm like blah, 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 blah. I got your bitch singing la, 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 la. I'm in the ghetto, I'm like ratata, ratata. The whole crew smoking la, 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 la. My THC is the highest score. They wonder how it grows like that. I'm high every time I perform. They wonder how I roll like
in
that.
In love with Mary Jane, I bought a ring. Yeah. Everything I do, I'm stoned, yeah, that's my thing. Yeah. I'm a cocky motherfucker, call me king.
Already know.
Grinding never stops, nope. Yeah, I'll always be on top.
When I pack bowls, everyone smell me. Just a little bit of bomb weed makes me feel good. You know I love the way that loud pack going just hits me. So I get another bag and I'm rolling that wood. Can't stop talking.
What up, straight geeks?
Blah, blah, blah. I got your bitch singing la, 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 la. I'm in the ghetto. I'm like ratata, ratata. The whole crew smoking la 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 loud. Ha ha, I'm out of weed again. They wonder how
I smoke like that.
Big buds with orange hairs I like. They wonder
how I smoke like that.
Got the manis in my body, now I'm feeling zooted. Woo, popped another out of public. Watch me try to keep my cool. Heart is racing, but my body, it don't even wanna move. Hey, ha, hey.
When I pack bowls, everyone smell me. Just a little bit of bomb weed makes me feel good. You know I love the way that loud pack going just hits me. So I get another bag and I'm rolling that wood. Can't stop talking, I'm like blah, 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 blah. I got your bitch singing la, 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 la. I'm in the ghetto, I'm like ratata, ratata. The whole crew smoking la, 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 loud.
The laughs are non-stop.
It's 2B Blunt with PZ.
2B Blunt, I see you all talking about how you was up in my crib smoking my weed. Fuck you! Don't be touching my shit. All you had to do was ask. I'll fucking share my weed with all y'all. So, you already know. Right to the ta-ta-ta, Donna Taylor says. I agree, yo. But nonetheless, joining me now, special guest for this evening, representing the Connecticut lifestyle brand. That's right, I didn't say Connecticut, I said Connecticut. Kevin Cranford, my man, up in the house. What's up, bro?
What's going on? That was perfect. Connecticut.
You like that?
I like that, man. You put the right emphasis in the right syllables.
Word, yo.
Connecticut. I feel like I'm like, I actually sound like I'm like from Wisconsin when I'm saying that. Like, I feel like I'm just like Connecticut, you know? It's got a little nasal Massachusetts, Boston typed in Connecticut. I dig it, bro. Welcome to the show, first off. It's been a minute. Honestly, I think it took way too long. We should have had you guys on there, you know, for a minute ago. But nonetheless, we're here now.
Just in time.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you guys are throwing this incredible, one-of-a-kind, wild fucking event, bro, that when you told me the idea for it, I was like, how the fuck is this guy going to pull this off? But here we are. A little bit more than a week away, actually.
A little bit over a week away. Yep. Saturday the 21st, May 21st, we are throwing the Cranky Yankee Nutmeg Rally.
Now.
It is a scavenger hunt.
That's right. You guys, this is a scavenger hunt, but not just any scavenger hunt, right?
It's a road rally. So you'll get a team together, get in the car, and you guys are driving around a quick three-hour loop of Litchfield County. As well, it's capture the flag, because if you see any other teams out there, you can take their flag from them and get points.
So
it's going to be craziness.
What kind of prizes do you get for winning this incredible, what sounds like, you know what? There was that show, and now I'm spacing because I've lost my train here. There's that show, bro, that was on TV. It was, remind me of this shit, and now I can't remember the fucking name. Was it like the Greatest Race or America's Greatest Race or something, bro?
I know what you're talking about.
Dude. It was something like that, where you'd put like a couple, like a team of two together, and the Amazing Race. That's it.
The world and adventures. Yeah, it's like that.
It's like that, but in a small scale.
The Amazing Race. Boom.
That's it. Yeah. The Amazing Race. How the fuck did you manage to come up with this idea of not only doing this, but also keeping it like stoner based? You know what I mean? Like, how did this idea come together?
We're community-based, so everything we're going to do is going to be stoner-based, right? So these are the pool of people that we want to be with and be out with on the weekends, so that's what we're pulling from. The idea we came up with years ago, me and my business partner, Tony, we ran one of these 11 years ago around Connecticut, the whole perimeter. It takes about 8 to 9 hours to do that, all-day event.
Holy shit.
We don't think everybody's quite ready for that yet. So we're going to go smaller scale. We're going to click 3-hour loop. I think it's 110 miles around Litchfield County. We have a list of about 100 items, tasks, and things you're going to have to do.
100 items, and you got 3 fucking hours, bro, and you're giving this to a bunch of stoners?
You're not going to get everything, but you get the good stuff. You got some highlights. You're going to see Kent Falls in Connecticut. You're going to see
– beautiful place, by the way.
What is it, the Barkhamsted Dam? There's a couple of landmarks out there. So you're going to see a good piece of Connecticut. Don't smoke and drive. Follow all Connecticut rules while you're doing it. But after party, the winner is going to get a trophy. You're going to get an ounce of weed for the winning team.
Whoa. Wait a second.
Rexy are sponsoring this. You get an ounce. The winning team gets an ounce of weed. Second place team gets a half ounce. Third place team will probably give them a half ounce, a couple J's, and then we're just giving away stuff, man. We got our merch there. It's going to be a good time.
Rexy sponsoring? Dude, that guy, apparently, he's a legend out here, too. Rexy's great. He hit me up. We talked a little bit, actually, last week, which is really super cool. After we had on the state rep pod, he hit me up, and we were talking about, like, the whole thing. But, like, cool-ass dude, too. I didn't know that he was even involved until, actually, I saw the flyer he sent me today, and I'm like, I know that logo.
Important. Rexy and Obi are coming out to put in for the championship cup. So when you win big on this one. It's a $30 entry if you use the hashtag or use the code in there, CT Friends, and it's going to be a good time.
You can still sign up for this?
You can still sign up for it. We're going to keep the registration open. We say Thursday of next week. We want to try to get as many folks in there as possible.
So let's just say that hypothetically, my high out of shape ass decided I wanted to get down on this. Now, obviously, no one's putting any flags on me because they would just be a waste of time. But now, I don't really know Litchfield County that great, right? Mm-hmm. So how? I know you said you give out like the instructions with clues and shit.
Yep.
If I'm not familiar with the area, I still have a good chance of winning?
We got you. So the way it works is each team's going to get a dossier. of everything they're going to need
so
for that day.
So fucking fancy, bro. Dossier.
Exactly. It has to be fancy. You're gonna get
dossier.
So when you get the dossier, you open it. You'll have all the information you'll need. You're going to have a digital map will be sent to your phone. So that way you just follow the GPS. If you can follow GPS, you can get around.
Oh, word. So as long as you got the GPS, you're good. Okay.
You'll know the checkpoints ahead of time. You'll have the GPS in there. We're going to give you a playlist to follow on Spotify. So you have some good tunes from some Connecticut artists out there as well to listen
to.
Wow,
you guys really thought this through.
You'll have a place to talk shit if you guys use GroupMe, the GroupMe app. We're going to have a GroupMe app. So everybody's sending their pictures back through there. And that's where we're going to keep the score in, as well as, you know, talk shit to other cars and see where folks are at.
Yo, that is such an incredible fucking idea, bro.
It's gonna be dope, dog. It's
dude,
dope. We just
how
need
did
people in the community believe in this? Just believe in us.
There's
in us.
So many events happening around like the area, but like none like this. Like none like this. And I just want to say, not only that, I see you guys out here doing obviously way more than just that, right? So you guys were doing putting these stoner hikes together, which I thought was dope as shit.
Yep.
Because you did the first one like right at Miller's Pond, which is like my hometown. So
we
like,
gotta get you out.
Yeah, definitely, bro. We gotta arrange that, dude. Because I would love to definitely join on one of these. Even Meriden, I live right in Middletown, so like I'm right here, dude. So I but like that's super cool, dude. A lot of people love doing hike shit, but like don't have people to go with, you know, or just maybe need a little motivation. And what makes a hike better than fucking cool people and weed, yo? Right. I mean,
and the community has been putting out, been sponsoring us and putting up for these events. So it makes it even better. So everybody's coming out, having a good time, kind of getting out of the cannabis shadows, you know.
I've seen as soon as I posted today, I actually had messages from a handful of people like vouching for you, being like, oh, he's a cool dude. Like a CTMMP data, like a Lou, you know, we were talking. He hit me up and like a few other people were like, yeah, this dude's legit, man. It's cool you're having him on. I'm like, that's fucking dope because I seen y'all pop on the scene. Like, I don't want to say less than a fucking year ago. I feel like it hasn't been that long since the Connecticut brand has been out. But since you started with the old logo and just putting out the little t-shirts with the, it was so simple what you guys were doing, but you started getting deep into the fucking community.
Yeah. So
go ahead.
My background is the weed community. So I come up from Connecticut. I'm from, from Manchester.
Oh, word.
All
right.
All my life. Yep. Went to Maryland for 10 years. Saw their weed community, how they do things. I'm just like, wow, Connecticut can have some pride in ourselves. Like Maryland, people have pride in themselves. I don't know why, for no reason. I'm like, shit, we can have that same braggadocious pride in ourselves. So I moved back to Connecticut last summer.
Bro.
And weed legalizes. Fuck right. Let's put Connecticut on our chest and let's fucking rep this shit. And you see how the community is just everybody. Like, how can you not rep where you're from, where you live?
Bro, yeah, it's honestly a brilliant fucking idea. Like, I'm literally surprised it took this long for somebody to fucking think to put Canada in Connecticut and brand that shit. It's fucking honestly brilliant. So now you're putting all these cool ass events together. Like Runic says, even we appreciate you normalizing positive cannabis culture in the state. That's what I mean. You're putting on these cool ass events, bro, between the stoner hikes and the rally and all that shit. And you're doing things differently than anybody else. And I'm really, really can appreciate, you know, taking this different road. You're not just throwing, you know, a sesh together or something. You're really putting out like events, like things you can actually get together with people and do. What's the future hold for Connecticut? Like, what do you want? Like, is this something you want to continue? Do you want to make it bigger? Like, what do you guys have planned for the future? And where do you see this going?
Oh man, that's a great question. We want to grow it organically. We're going to go nice and slow. We don't want
to do the only way to do it.
Don't want to oversaturate ourselves. Our last event, we had a mixer in December. So we're thinking about having a couple more events this summer. We'd like to do a couple more hikes, obviously. We'd like to do a beach cleanup, maybe a beach hangout. If we can get a section of the beach, why not mob out with 20, 30 other smokers and just fucking blow down there, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Whatever. What do normal people do? We want to go to Yard Goats games together, get a section up there. Everybody bring their vapes and just go hang out in the upper deck.
Sounds like a great time. Dude, what?
Why not?
This is shit we're doing already, you know? Like
the ballpark food is nuts. Let's go fucking just go there.
I've never honestly even been to the stadium yet. I only hear great things.
Yo.
Literally.
Let's go.
I don't have to be convinced. I'm very easy going. As long as I can smoke wherever I go, I'm apt to be there.
we're gonna advise people just bring their vapes, not to bring like flower. I'm a flower guy myself, but you know.
Same.
Switch it up. We'll blow down the parking lot. yeah, just kind of show the Connecticut cannabis community, man. Just be out there wherever we are already out here. So
you are out here, but like, what's the plan? Like, where are you going to go after all this? Like, what is the end game for Connecticut? You know what I mean? Like, where do you see yourselves going in like 5 years? Is this going to be like a community project? Are you guys starting, like, are you going to form like a kind of like a company and kind of take this into like an education thing? Like, there's so many routes you could take.
Whatever the community like evolves this thing to be, we've thought of a clubhouse. We thought of getting membership dudes and everybody just hanging out. Cause like we have a nice little following of stoners, of solid people, you know, good community. Keep it community based, keep it going out in public, keep it that way. We don't really have an end game necessarily. Kind of open to everything. We have a website going, we sell merch, do events, collaborations with different organizations in the community, just whatever's out there, man.
I'll tell you what, I definitely would love to collaborate on something with you. 100%. Like, there's got to be a 2B Blunt and Connecticut. Something. We got to do something. We got to think of some crazy. And I like the idea of doing some crazy ass shit like this Cranky Yankee Nutmeg fucking rally event. Like, that's some dope ass shit, bro.
If this one pops off the way we think it's going to pop off, we're going to do another one in the fall. So,
how many teams you got right now for this?
We have 5 cars signed up so far. We're expecting a whole lot more coming this weekend. We had to change the start and stop point. It's going to be at the Iron Horse Pub now in Simsbury. It just works out better for our map.
Okay.
And then we're going to throw an after party there, buy a whole bunch of pizzas, buy beers, and set everybody out. Again, the sponsors. We're floated by the sponsors, man. We have great sponsors for this event. So we're able to just give it all back. So we're giving away ounces. We're giving away everything because we want folks to have fun.
That's fucking dope, bro. That's
the end game. Give it back to you, the people, man. The people need to have Connecticut.
The people should have Connecticut, dude. They want to take Connecticut away from us, but we're putting the can up back in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Right in this son bitch, goddammit.
That's the vibes.
I love it. I just think it's fantastic. Lou says, keep doing it the way you've been doing it. The authenticity is what connects with people. Much love. And of course, if you guys have questions about the event, call in 860-384-7110. The phone lines are open. That's 860-384-7110 if you want to ask Kevin any questions or, you know, whatever it might be. Because this event is pretty cool, man. I mean, so you have the ounce for the winner, you guys have the car rally, you have to go around from town to town. Like, I kind of want to sign up.
Dude, do it. Record it and then play like highlights of
that's what I'm saying. It'd be great content. Dude, I'm saying, I think it would be great, like live on the scene. We already got like all the sound effects for this show. And just start reporting from where I am and just watch some motherfucker come up behind me and steal my flag is literally what would happen.
Folks in Connecticut don't know the different pockets of Connecticut. Like, we'll stay kind of stuck in our area. Like, let's get out. Let's see some stuff.
What about like tips for big guys who don't have skills, yo, in flag football or anything that involves running?
The flag is going to go on the side view mirror of your car.
Oh! So
somebody sees your team car out, they can take your team flag.
Damn. All right.
You don't have to juke anybody.
I'm going to juke this dude because I'll blow a fucking knee out, honestly. Like, I've had enough injuries in my day from being a pro wrestler that there's no fucking way, bro, that I could, like, ever juke anybody without blowing an ACL out.
Doctor says I need a bacchiotomy.
I need something. I don't know what it would be, though. Oh, damn, yeah, so yo. Dude, listen.
Guys can come out. Anybody can come out. So most of the rally is going to be in the car. There's a couple opportunities you have to get out of the car to take a group picture, but not everybody has to jump out. So you can just you could be the driver. That's a good role for you in the car.
That'd be a great role for me.
Drive folks around.
911 on standby. Out of town. Dude.
Be Peasy the transporter.
Yo, dude, don't get me started, dude. I love that fucking transporter shit, dude. Jason Statham.
So people to come in like costumes and stuff. So the first time we did it, we had like a Lucha Libre team. We had people dressed up as like the clergy. They had like the little things on. It was dope. So like
the Lucha Libre team, bro.
Crazy for a day,
dude. I can appreciate that. The Lucha Libre team, yo, they got the mask and everything. Yeah,
dude, it was dope. It was dope. So we're trying to recreate those vibes.
Dude, you guys gotta check out the Cranky Yankee Nutmeg rally next Saturday, correct? What time again?
May 21st, 10 o'clock in Simsbury.
For 10 o'clock Simsbury, you guys, if you're in Connecticut, hit up Connecticut on Instagram. Check out their website. Hit them up. Sign up now. You guys have literally a whole week to sign up for this whole ass event. So get a team together. How many people per team? What do they need?
As many as you can fit in your car.
Yo, so if you got a fucking Denali fucking Yukon, you can fucking fit 10 motherfuckers, yo, in that sub, bitch. You get yourselves the advantage, yo. I'm about to get a stretch Escalade and just ride out, bro. Just smoke that shit out Snoop Dogg style and have someone drive me to all the locations.
There you go.
Well, Big Pimpin', bro. Big Pimpin', that's great. Yo, Kevin, appreciate you coming on, brother.
Anytime.
Yo, make sure we get back on this again, yo. Me and you, we got to talk about putting some shit together, bro. So.
For sure.
All right, man. Take it easy, bro. Appreciate you.
Check out Connecticut, Connecticut.com. Peace.
Peace out, brother. Connecticut, Connecticut.com. That's CannacitICut.com. And get down on that. I think that's going to be such a dope ass event. The Cranky Yankee Nutmeg Rally. What? It's just such a unique thing. I've never heard anything like that. Just getting stoned and doing this kind of event sounds like a dope ass time, in my opinion. So you already know. To be blunt, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back. Do not go anywhere. We're going to do a little giveaway of one of our brand new 420 all the time t-shirts. So don't go anywhere. It's the highest podcast around. It's To Be Blunt.
Step up, get your rep up, throw your set up, it's whatever, just get up, cause it's time to shine, this time is mine, you need a sick ass rhyme, I'm the guy to find, everybody better know my name is Tex, you better know I fucking hold them things, you better know that I ain't gon' change, you see me, you see the real deal, paper chase, got money on the dresser, and I got clips, if money wanna test us, money left on a stretcher, money under the bed, money in the safe, I got money in the mind, I slap money in the face, cats don't know me, I keep baseball bats for cats that act phony, knives and backs that's lonely, you wanna be that man's roadie, robbing him only, talking all that shit, gon' get you to die, homie, I'm a kid,
people hating cause the color of my skin,
I'm a kid,
out doing every floor I spit again,
I'm a kid,
I do a show when they pack the people in,
I'm a kid,
clubs crunk so police come barging in,
I'm a kid,
remember PZ burn your block all out.
I'm riding in the fleet. Please see me in the street. Best believe I got that heat. Heat heavy on the ground with a chopper in your face. Leave a comment for your ass to try to take up my space. It's a mess when you flex. Keep on popping at the lips. The less the buster try to talk, the better chance he got to live. So you can keep on banging, but my mind's already set. I got 9 in the clip, so you should choose to hold your breath. That's the noise of a 7-digit check. Cause I took you out the game and got a deal off the back. And now I'm getting recognition everywhere I go. In your hometown, have a busy day on the phone. I know you're looking down from a cloud up above. Seeing how I stole your light with the shot of a slug. So this the situation, you got beef you wanna bring. I ain't the air or night or jest or prince. I'm a kid.
It's the highest podcast around. To be blunt with Easy.
I saw a comment earlier about PZ karaoke. I don't know what that was about, but I like karaoke. It's been a long time since I did some karaoke up in this bitch. So. Oh, man. You already know, though. To be blunt, we are back, and we are going to give away now. Brand new To Be Blunt merch. It's the To Be Blunt 420 All The Time t-shirt. Check it out. Bam. 420 all the motherfucking time. Design courtesy of Heel Shit Designs. So, we got brand new merch that we don't give away. You can also buy it on 2BBluntPodcastStore.com. That's the number 2BBluntPodcastStore.com. If you're watching on Instagram, you can't see it, but if you go to our Twitch or YouTube or any of that shit, you can see the whole show. This is just my phone here. You just get a little piece of that shit. So, 420 all the time t-shirt. You already know my favorite game, 10-second rule. But ever since Mama B. Bates was on, we switched over to, some might say, the dark side. This is the red side, where the categories are much harder, making the game much harder. So, I'm just saying, we've kind of upped the motherfucking ante. There's a 420 all the time brand new merch. Of course you are, but you can always win all the time. To Be Blunt, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, Donna Taylor.
Donna Taylor. You and me have a storied history with this game.
Don't we, though? Let's break open this bad boy new edition.
You're here, and every week you challenge me, but every time I get the upper hand.
You kick my ass every week.
I know, and now I got the hardest cards. This is the red. This is the red, Donna. The red side is supposed to be super hard. If you remember last time we did the red, I said maybe it's time to switch over full time. So are you ready?
Well, no, but let's give her a whirl.
I like your enthusiasm. All right. You want to go first? You want me to go first? I'll let you pick.
All right, I'll go first. Let's do it.
All right. She's there we go. Take out the old cards. Make a little room in here. Donna says she's going to go first. All right, Donna. I got your card.
Woo! Let's make it something good. I'm over here on my back porch. My neighbors are watching and everything.
All right. I'm not looking. I have to switch it around to look. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Your category is Great Lakes. 10 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now.
Fuck me. Erie?
I don't think the first one's one of them.
Oh, Michigan, maybe? I have no idea. None.
You got two, though. You got two. Two ain't bad, Donna. Two's not bad at all.
I told you these
were going to get hard.
Yeah.
Just know it's also going to be hard for me, so it's not like, you know, one-sided. I also got to do the same shit now.
Yeah, but you got a horseshoe up your ass.
If you've been watching the show, I've literally been like an airhead the entire night, so.
No, you haven't.
I feel like it, at least. All right. I can't. Not looking at it. I have to flip it around. I only have the yellow side. You can see the red, so just, you know. All right, Donna. My category is primates. What the fuck? The primate? You should know this, right? Primates. Monkeys? 8, 7, 6, 5 Gorilla? Is a gorilla and a monkey the same thing?
Yeah. 0. I don't know on that one.
Donna, we're going to be here all night, I feel like.
Oh, hell.
We got another round we got to do. It's tiebreaker, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, I'm going to light the blunt up the ante here.
That might help you say.
I'm going to smoke some of this jealousy. All right, Donna. Are you ready for me to pick your next card?
Yes.
Shit. What are you coughing for? You smoking too?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm smoking a blunt. Of course I'm smoking a blunt. Yes.
Ooh,
it is to be blunt.
In Rome.
All right, Donna. I'm going to pick your card now. All right, Donna. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Your category is hurricanes.
Irene, Donna, Nova.
Nova.
Mark. Georgia.
Is Georgia a real one? I don't know if Georgia is. Georgia,
oh, hell, I don't know. Just about every name you have is going to be a hurricane.
I don't know, Donna. I'm going to mark you down at three
here. Three sounds good.
I'm going to knock you down at three, yo. You know, for an account that preaches helping monsters pain, you're really a big fucking douchebag. Fuck. Get off my show, you fuck. Fuck out of here. My turn. Donna. Sorry about that. I was
I'm on the back. Did I miss a fucker?
There's this fucking jabroni in the chat just trying to get some attention, but it ain't gonna happen no more. I said what I gotta say. All right, Donna. Let's check this out.
All right. Take pity on an old woman, please.
Well, you got three. You got three. All right. I gotta be three. And the category is Ivy League schools.
Oh.
Okay. Ivy League schools. Harvard, right? Yale?
Yep.
That's gotta be one. Help. Into Harvard.
One more.
I can't. That's it. I got it's all I got, Donna. You know what that means?
No fucking way.
That means you, you have won a 2B Blood 420 all the time t-shirt. Oh my God.
Oh, finally.
You finally have broken the curse. To be the man, you gotta beat the man. And woo! Donna,
you have beaten the man.
Congratulations. Make sure you send me your shipping info, and we will get this right out to you. Congratulations.
Thank you, darling. Have a good evening.
You too, Donna.
Thank you, darling.
Yo, I can't believe that she got the W finally. It's been a long time coming. You already know the deal. Georgia Katrina, you know what she meant. I didn't, honestly. Either way, she won. You know? Shout out to Donna Taylor finally beating the curse after weeks and weeks, honestly. It's been weeks she's been trying. So, honestly, big shout out Donna Taylor, yo. She's here every fucking week watching the show, and I appreciate her. Just like I appreciate each and every one of y'all, except for this motherfucker talking shit. Fuck you, you little piece of shit. everybody else, I'll share my weed with you. Yes, sir. So make sure you like, follow, subscribe to all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube. You already know, at To Be Blunt Podcast. That's To Be Blunt with the number 2 on all platforms. So you already know, make sure you guys get that all hooked up. We appreciate you guys leaving us those reviews and whatnot. No show next week, but this Saturday, Puff Puff Bash featuring Lady Rock. RSVP with us on IG at To Be Blunt Podcast and get your invite in. And the next week after that, which would be the 26th, we have a man by the name of Nick Natoli, rapper, producer, produced for Snoop Dogg, written for Snoop Dogg. He's got a shit ton of stories and all kinds of shit. It's going to be a wild ass show. I don't know how we landed this guy, but he was ready to come on this sumbitch, and I'm all about it. If you fucking with Snoop Dogg, you can come right on this bitch. So you definitely going to want to be down for that. Otherwise, you guys already know. Love you guys. Donna Taylor, you love Nick? You know Nick? Or you just love everybody that comes up with this bitch? Shit. Well, we'll see you next week. Same weed time, same weed channel.